born July 10, 1943, in Richmond, Virginia. Arthur Robert Ashe Jr. first picked up a racket at age 6. By 17, he was a junior national champion.
Arthur had a family that was very close, and his mother died when he was very, very young, and I think that had a profound effect on him. And his dad really helped to structure Arthur's life, and I think that really helped to set the stage for Arthur's later successes.
In 1963, Ashe received a full scholarship to UCLA and became the first African-American player on the U.S. Davis Cup team. Ashe stunned the world by becoming the first and only African-American man to ever win the U.S. Open. In 1969, Ashe was ranked number one in the world, but was denied a visa to enter the South African Open. He used the opportunity to raise awareness against apartheid. During the 1970s, Ashe became one of the most famous tennis players in the world by winning the Australian Open and Wimbledon. In 1992, Ashe announced that he had acquired HIV through a blood transfusion.
In 1992, Arthur Ashe was named Sportsman of the Year by Sports Illustrated because of the dignity he showed in how he told the world that he had AIDS and how he immediately became an AIDS activist. But he never stopped advocating, never stopped educating, and he proved to be such an inspiration to people that that's really the definition of a sportsman.
On February 6, 1993, Arthur Ashe died of AIDS-related pneumonia at the age of 49.